Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, how the heck are you? I hope you had an opportunity to listen to yesterday's Monster Broadcast. What a great program that was. Alan Gottlieb jumped on the air with us. He's been very busy preparation for the upcoming Gun Rights Policy Conference. More on that in a little bit. I want to continue to give you that information because I will be down in Tampa, Florida on Friday this week in just a couple, 3 or 4 days. Depending on when you're listening to the show, it might be tomorrow. But suffice to say, I will be down in Florida prepping for the kickoff of the GRPC on Friday evening and then moderating that event all day on Saturday. That's a tough job. That's a tough job. And I've got to speak in there at 3 o'clock and keep all those speakers. And those are people who love to talk about what they talk about on their clock, and it's going to be tough to do. But it's going to be an awful lot of fun. And Alan jumped on the program with us last night for a little bit. We spoke to, we just had such a great time with him, AWR Hawkins, Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon, AWR from Breitbart News, then David Codrey, a long time regular guest contributor on this program, jumped on the air with me, with Joe Miller, Alaska Senate candidate. Wow, what a race. What a crazy, the last 6 years up there have been nuts. Joe had that race locked up 6 years ago when Murkowski decided to jump back in on a write-in, as a write-in candidate, in a big old war chest, and was able to narrowly defeat Joe Miller. Joe came back on. He's running as a Libertarian now against Murkowski. That race is absolutely 100% winnable for him now with the establishment, the anti-establishment mood. Alaska, very red state, of course, very pro-gun. But some really bizarre dynamics up there in play. You know, you've got the establishment thing going on. The National Rifle Association endorses Murkowski. I don't expect that to change. The Gun Owners of America have endorsed Joe Miller. And in an anti-establishment mood, good heavens, we don't know what's going to happen. But Joe would make a great senator up there and help oust some of that establishment baggage. And he described it in great detail on last night's Monster Broadcast. So if you have an opportunity, go back and listen to it. The show is up on the archives. Man, I just love talking with you about this every single day. Whether it's on the daytime Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show with Mark Walters, or whether it's on the Sunday Monster Cast that many of you hear on Saturdays, Super Talk Mississippi. Great to have you guys with us, and everybody else added a whole bunch of new affiliates. You know, I would rather be doing nothing other than this at this time of the day with you. So many important things to talk about. So go back and listen to yesterday's show, armedamericanradio.com. You can check it out. The Gun Rights Policy Conference, I'm going to continue to hammer that home every single day this week. I'll be there Friday in Tampa. And I know travel now becomes an issue at this time. Maybe some of you are scratching your head going, man, I really should go to that. And the answer to that is, yeah, you really should go. But look, you know, times are tight. This is an Obama economy. I get that. If you haven't made the arrangements yet, if it's within a drivable range for you, by all means, hop in the car. Be warned about one thing, though. Gasoline around this area. Yet again, the mainstream media gets out there and scares everybody to death, and now you've got run on gas stations around here because of that pipeline break in Alabama. You've got gas stations all around my area, the Crossbreed Holster Studios, that are out. You can't find fuel. So the media, yet again, ginning up trouble. All they had to do was shut up about it, and every gas station in town would have been fine. But keep that in mind if you're going to make that run. It's going to bring you through Georgia or through parts of Alabama that's being impacted by that. But we'd love to have you down in Tampa. We'd love to meet with you. The kickoff of the conference officially starts Friday evening when the social get-together happens at the Doubletree by Hilton over on West Shore in Cypress in that area. Great part of town. My hometown. Looking forward to getting home. And then Saturday all day, 8 o'clock in the morning up to about 6 o'clock. Then the social, USCCA sponsors that on Saturday evening. I'm getting a lot of email from many of you who are going. Looking forward to shaking your paw. And then, of course, the conference continues until about 1 o'clock on Sunday. We will be staying in Tampa. I'll be broadcasting the Armed American Radio Monster Cast from my great affiliate, AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, The Answer, right there, just about a couple blocks away from the facility. So I'll be broadcasting this program on Friday from the GRPC at the AM Talk, AM 860, The Answer Studios, and then the Sunday Monster Cast from those same studios. Going to be a great time. I hope you can make it. SAF.org, SAF.org. Register. It's free. You're going to come home with about $200 worth of free stuff. So we hope to see you there. Won't have a whole lot of time today to go through the speakers, the list of speakers today, but we'll cover that with you throughout the week, okay? Hope you can make it. You know, I have an obligation on this program and a responsibility when it comes to educating you about the right to bear arms. And I do that from personal perspective, from many decades of carrying a firearm and imparting some of that knowledge and that wisdom to you. And none of that, well, I don't know, and I can't say none of that. I should, let me put it this way. I got to spending some time thinking about that yesterday after the Monster broadcast. One of the stories, of course, that we covered was the gun-free zone, the mall, up in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Can't say it was shot up because it wasn't shot up. It was stabbed up. By a what? An Islamic terrorist. Something Obama continues to refuse to say. Just incredible, isn't it? Absolutely. All on his watch. If this had happened in France, combine explosions in New York and New Jersey, several of them that did not go off or detonate, two that did, an Islamic terrorist taken down by the brave men and women of New Jersey police forces up there, all of the incredible work by the police departments in New York and New Jersey and the Federal Bureau of Investigation and others. And this president refuses to call it what it is. It's all on his watch. If that had happened in France, he'd have been out there calling it terrorism. But not when it happens at home, because he's the president. It doesn't look good that it's happening on his watch. So what do? They're out there blaming Trump. I mean, it's incredible. Just incredible. What an upside-down world we live in. But I have an obligation to pass on some of that wisdom. And I would be derelict in my responsibilities and duties if I didn't do that. And that's what I got to thinking about yesterday after the program. I haven't gone back and listened to it. Not necessary to do. But the mall stabbing more than anything else. 8 or 9 wounded people at the hands of a psychopath Islamic radical terrorist who, yet again, no one saw it coming. But, you know, I got to tell you, hats off to the Somali community who ID'd the guy. All right? But I got thinking about that yesterday. What does that have to do with the right to bear arms? It has everything to do with the right to bear arms. Why do we carry a firearm? So I want to tell you that and discuss that with you a little bit in the first half hour of the program before Trent Cooper gets here from Crossbreed. We're going to talk about transitioning carry methods because fall's upon us. Great time of year. Love this time of year. So give you some of that wisdom. Why do I carry a gun, and how does that translate to what happened in Minnesota? And it becomes personal when you look at it that way. What do I mean by that? Well, I've had a carry permit for many, many years. I was carrying a firearm without a permit back in the mid into the late 80s. As soon as I got out of college, I took a job that transferred me up to Pennsylvania. Then found myself back down, you know, Greensboro, North Carolina, back up to Connecticut, Connecticut back down to Virginia, Virginia back up to Pennsylvania. All in about a 5-year period with some trucking companies. And I found myself in some areas that weren't real nice. Bought myself a firearm, but never carried it everywhere. Just hadn't gotten yet to that point. I carried it when I knew I was going to be going to a particular place that wasn't so nice or that I wasn't comfortable in. But some things changed in my life that made me realize, whoa, I need to carry this with me everywhere I go. When we come back from this break, I'll tell you a little bit about it. We'll tie it together with the stabbings up in Minnesota and what it means to you and why you should be carrying a gun and how all of this just ties together. These are rights and freedoms that we have in this country that we need to exercise. And this, I don't think there's a better example than this. So I'll give you my personal story, and we'll tie it together with Minnesota when we come back after this break. Going to be a great hour. It always is. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is kicked off right now. We'll be back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, listen, I'm going to recommend that you put a seatbelt on right now because for whatever reason, this hour is flying right by. Kind of got caught off guard in that first segment when all of a sudden that little producer board op thing in my ear, 30 seconds jumped in. Shanto down there in Dallas reminded me, and I thought, well, we're just getting started. And the two of us were talking about some things during the break, and all of a sudden we were back on. So I'm just letting you know this hour is going, this truly is the fastest hour in radio. So kick back and enjoy it, but be forewarned, it is going to move quickly. So let me go back to that personal deal. I got to thinking about that yesterday. Yeah, that mall stabbing. Yeah, what happened in New York, big deal. And New York is going to make it bigger. I don't mean this in a negative way, but it will be bigger than it is because it's in New York. That's just what happens when it's in New York. They tend to do that. And that's fine. They can do that. This isn't something that should be laid low. This is a big deal. I mean, you've got terrorist bombs going off in New York City and New Jersey. Others found that didn't detonate. It's a huge story. A lot huger than our pathetic president of the United States makes it out to be because it's on his watch and he doesn't want to look bad. He wants to blame it on somebody else. It's just incredible. But what happened in Minnesota, I think, is more important on a number of different issues as it pertains to this program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Let me explain what I mean by that. I was leading into the personal end of it. You know, why do I carry a gun? I get that email all the time. What prompted you to start carrying a gun? And to answer that honestly, it was because I found myself in some very uncomfortable places up in Pennsylvania right after I got out of college, frankly, that I had never found myself in before. Well, you know, University of Bridgeport, I was in some, you know, the worst ghettos, but I wasn't out there working. I drove through it to get a bus home, or I drove through it to get to the highway to drive home, one of those things. But I didn't willfully put myself in those areas to spend the day working, parking my automobile, getting out, going to see people. And when I had to do that for work, I began taking my own personal safety a little bit more serious. So I bought myself a little Raven. It was all I could afford. I think it was $59. Might have even been $49. Little Raven Arms 25 caliber handgun. And I pretty much shut my trap about it. I didn't say anything to anybody. I carried that gun with me at work. I carried it in, you know, I had a suit and tie going on at that time. So out making sales calls, out representing the company, company car, you know, the company issue briefcase, you know the routine. Young kid, mid-20s, early 20s. And I found myself in some pretty grown-up areas that I wasn't accustomed to in my lifetime. But that gun went with me in my pocket. It went with me in my overcoat. It went with me in my briefcase. It went with me to the office. And yeah, I did take it out and shoot it. And I knew I needed more. And I knew that that gun probably wasn't really reliable, a little 25 caliber. It was all I could afford at the time. But I didn't carry it after I got home and took off my suit or my overcoat. It didn't ride in my pocket or in a holster when I went out and about on a date or out with friends. I left it home because I felt like I didn't need it because I was in my comfort zone, because I didn't live in those areas that I patrolled as an account executive for overnight transportation at that time. But that changed. Most of you know the story of November of 2002. I found myself armed that morning. And I had carried different firearms. I wasn't carrying the Raven anymore. This was many years later. But I still had not yet made the decision to carry my guns on a regular basis. And then one day I found myself having to use my firearm. And that changed everything. I haven't left my home without my club. I haven't left my cave, if you will, without my club since then. There have been a couple occasions where I absolutely couldn't when I fly to, for example, to Minnesota. I couldn't carry it with me. But anywhere I go, that gun you can count on. If I'm sitting there talking with you, you might not know it, but I can promise you that I'm armed. Better than a 99% chance. What does this have to do with the mall? It has everything to do with the mall. Because when I got to thinking about this yesterday, I started to tie in that question, Mark, why do you carry a gun? Because you see, me personally, that is why I carry a gun. That's why I carried my gun on those sales calls many years ago. Was because of the unexpected. I didn't know what to expect in those areas I was unfamiliar with. And that translates into real life today, doesn't it? It does to you as an armed American radio listener. That's why you carry a firearm, or maybe that's why you're thinking about it. And I have an obligation and a responsibility to help educate you if you are, in fact, on the fence and maybe nudge you in that direction. That could have been any mall in America. That could have been any restaurant, any store. And I point to that more so than New York. Your firearm is not going to help you when a pressure cooker bomb goes off. Let's be realistic here. But it was a firearm that stopped the individual in Minnesota, and that could have been you. That's how this translates. This is how real life translates to what happened in Minnesota. Hundreds of millions of Americans are watching this on the news, and we all like to go into that denial that that happens to other people. That could have happened to you. You could have been in the mall that day. Imagine the shock of those people who were unprepared, quite frankly, for something like that to happen. And we took the unusual step yesterday. Yeah, well, not unusual for this program, because the mall, we pointed out to you that the mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where Jihadi Boy, Islamic radical Muslim terrorist, because that's what he was, is, went on a rampage in a mall that you could have found yourself in, and it was a gun-free zone. And we pointed out to you, I pointed out to you yesterday on the Monster broadcast, that in Minnesota, walking past that gun-free sign, that no guns allowed sign, is not a violation of Minnesota law. And I offered you some recommendations. We're going to continue this conversation throughout the week. But when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about transitioning your carry so that you can carry effectively in places like that. We're moving from much warmer weather into cooler weather. A lot of people are looking forward to that. I am. And we must, many of us, transition our carry methods from warmer weather to cooler weather. We'll talk about it with Trent from Crossbreed Holsters right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I don't know what the deal is here. I mentioned the time is flying by, and it really, truly is. I don't know. I feel like we're in some kind of weird time warp. The breaks are flying by. The segments are cruising by. Very important information. I hope you're paying attention. Very quickly and briefly, I want to go back to that incident up at the mall, because that is why. That is exactly why. It embodies the reason why I carry a firearm. That's exactly why. Because that can happen to me, that can happen to you, that can happen anywhere. And look, the likelihood of that happening again, in this, particularly under Obama, is great. It is going to happen again. It's going to happen again before the election. America's being tested. Our enemies know that we're weaker than we've ever been. And that translates into you being in a mall, in a place where some lunatic, psychopath, Islamic, Muslim, radical may decide to bust out a knife and do what happened in Minnesota. Now, you're probably, some of you are thinking, yeah, right, that doesn't. It does. Ask the 9 people who are now cut up if they thought that was going to happen to them when they went shopping. Of course they didn't. And you need to keep that in mind. Look, I used a firearm. I'm talking to you as an individual who used a firearm on a morning that, if it had been the day before, I may not have had my gun with me. Thank God I did. I never had to fire a shot. The actions of 2 human beings were stopped because I had a gun. From that point forward, you see, I saw the light. Dang, it went off. So I know from firsthand experience that it can happen, and I have a responsibility and an obligation to remind you of that. And there are places that you can turn. for assistance. The USCCA is the ultimate place to go. You know, that stands for United States Concealed Carry Association. You can read the magazine. You can buy the insurance. You can read the reams and reams of training information that's out there put out by the USCCA. You can buy the DVDs. Just head over to USCCAOnAir.com. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Because it was only a couple years after my incident in Tampa, Florida, that I got a 3x5 note card in my mailbox one day. See, the USCCA didn't exist at that time. And it was one of those smack myself in the head and go, my gosh, why didn't I think of that moment? You've probably had one at some point in your life. I know you have. And I joined instantly. And at that time, joining was subscribing to the magazine. I was the 32nd member of that organization. I've been writing for the magazine now for almost 12 years. We're now 8-year anniversary coming up in April 2017 of Armed American Radio. We're a year and a half into The Daily Show. And I'll tell you now, I plan on expansion. So please, take my example. Learn from it. Educate yourself. It can happen to you. You're going to find yourself in a mall between now and December 25th. I can promise you that. Many of you will probably find yourself in a mall closer to December 25th if you're like me. You tend to put it off. So that's how that translates into real life. And those are real life examples that I can impart to you because I've lived it. And that's my obligation and my responsibility to you as the author of the One to the Head column, the author of two books, Lessons from Armed America, Lessons from Unarmed America, with Kathy Jackson and Rob Pincus, respectively, and the host of these two programs, now heard in hundreds of cities around the country. It's my obligation to you, and I will never let you down on that. And if I can use my own personal experiences to see to it that you do something about it, then I will do it. It makes it easy for me to sleep at night. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I didn't know that I had done something that helped you with regards to making a decision to protect and defend not only yourself, but your family, your loved ones, and in fact, in today's day and age, your community and your nation. Does anyone out there think that the individual who stopped the Islamic radical jihadi boy in Minnesota with a firearm isn't a hero? That he didn't do that? He didn't just help those individuals and save countless lives in that mall, did he? He also showed the whole world, hey, guess what, jihadi boys? That can happen to you, too. This is America. We have a right to bear arms. That man not only saved countless lives in that mall, he helped his community from further attacks and his nation. Great work up there. All right, joining me now, Trent Cooper, great friend of mine, Crossbreed Holsters. You know, the weather's changing. I'm beginning to see it and feel it a little bit here in the Crossbreed Holster studio. Still very warm, still pushing 90 degrees, but fall is in the air. You can see it in the leaves. That means we begin moving from shorts and T-shirts and flip-flops to maybe jeans, maybe a button-down shirt, maybe a light jacket. That's all coming. And that begins to translate as we move into winter into heavier clothing. Trent's here to talk with us about some of the products that Crossbreed offers because they cover the gamut when it comes to making that transition in the weather and the fall and the different methods of carry available. Trent, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for joining me today. I know it was short notice. I love being able to reach out to you and get you on the phone today. This was a topic that kind of popped up, you know, at last minute. I kind of moved from going a different direction over to this because I think it's important. And you guys, Trent, you're up in Missouri. Weather's changing up there now, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, we're getting into the fall season. It'll be winter before we know it. And you're right. You need to carry that firearm every day. I'm going to go back before we get into the different types of holsters, but you need to carry it every day because you don't know. You don't have a clue whether you're in Springfield, Missouri, you're in Atlanta, wherever you're at, things can happen. And what we always say is you want to be comfortable carrying. The more comfortable you are carrying, the more comfortable the holster you're carrying in, the more apt you are to put that on every day. I've heard people say, man, my holster's not comfortable, and I find myself leaving it at home. Find that holster that is comfortable for you and carry that firearm every day. You need to have it. It's your right, and you need to have it on you.
I think what happened in Minnesota is evidence of the fact that it's not only a responsibility, but it's an obligation we have, isn't it? Sure. Didn't that just prove that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, here at Crossbreed, we started out with the Super Tuck, of course. That is our flagship brand. That is the most comfortable holster you will ever wear.
Trent, let me take you back just a second, because you're going in the direction I want to go.
Yeah.
But let's go here, because you talked, the first thing you said was being comfortable and finding that holster that works for you. And I can't go any farther without telling briefly the story about Mark Craighead and myself and the conversations we had, because I had sworn off of IWB. For those of you who don't know what that means, it means inside the waistband carry, because I just could not find a holster that was comfortable for me to carry the gun that I chose to carry. Mark fixed that when he turned me on to the Super Tuck. He sent me the Super Tuck, and I did exactly what he suggested. I wore it for 24 hours. I put that thing on at 7 in the morning, woke up on the couch the next day after a full day with that full-size gun in my hip, and I found that holster. I mean, that's my go-to. Anybody that knows me knows that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, and I know you've been wearing that same one for a long time. So not only are they comfortable, they do last. But, yeah, you can go from your inside the waistband. You know, I wear inside the waistband mini tuck most of the time because I'm doing my shorts and T-shirt. Right. Luckily, I get to come to work like that. But, you know, going into the fall weather, the winter weather, we've got outside the waistband that you can wear because you're going to be wearing a cover garment. We have, you know, you mentioned jeans. We have ankle holsters. We have belly bands. If you
let's go there. Let me stop you. We've got the next segment. But golly, Sean, will you quit telling me time is flying? 30 seconds again. Okay, let me set this up. When we come back, I want to go through the IWB and the OWB. Let's start with that transition, and then let's go to that heavier clothing with what's available with jeans, because you can now move. A lot of people can move from an inside the waistband or a belly band because of the shorts and T-shirts, right?
Sure.
To that outside the waistband that might be far more comfortable for them, because now, like you said, they're wearing that cover garment.
Absolutely.
Which makes it easier to wear that outside or the OWB outside the waistband holster. When we come back, we're gonna go through each one of these individual holster styles for you and give you some tips, some tricks, and some techniques for you as the weather begins to transition. You can transition with it. Trent Cooper, Crossbreed Holsters. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, we are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios talking with Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters, and we're talking about transitioning carry as the weather transition. So walk with us here. You're moving from, maybe you're carrying in a belly band, or you're carrying in an inside the waistband, you're wearing shorts and t-shirts, maybe you spend most of your summers in a bathing suit and a t-shirt, good for you, and you're in a belly band. Now you're going to start moving to jeans or slacks, and maybe an untucked shirt, or a light jacket. So Trent, we'll get away from the inside the waistband now. The Super Tuck, of course, is the number one inside the waistband holster in the country. And now let's start talking about, okay, now we're going to move into jeans. What outside the waistband holsters does Crossbreed offer that are really popular for that type of carry?
You know, our newest one, Mark, is our Drop Slide. It is an outside the waistband holster. It's a belt loop holster. You run your belt through it, and doing that instead of a paddle holster, it pulls up very nice and tight to you. Worn in about the 4 o'clock position, you are going to literally hide that thing under a cover garment very easily, and it's going to stay secure. It's not. What happens with paddle holsters a lot is they will lean out on you, and once they lean out, even with a cover garment on, you're going to start pushing that cover garment out, and people are going to be able to see that. So Snap Slide or the Drop Slide, both of those are very popular right now.
All right, then let me go to my own personal choice here. Well, I like to give listeners what it is I use. I have a Snap Slide, I have a Drop Slide, I have a Super Slide, I have a Mini Slide, I have a Max Slide. And of all of those holsters, the Drop Slide outside the waistband or the Snap Slide are my favorite. Well, you know what? The Super Slide. See, if I had to pick and choose, it'd be tough to do. But the Drop Slide is my number one favorite because of the drop. You can go to crossbreedholsters.com, click on holsters, and then you'll see IWB, OWB. Click on OWB, and you'll see all of these holsters. I'm looking at them now, and I have the very holster with the actual handgun that's in the picture, by the way, a Glock in it. And it starts at $50, but that you're absolutely correct. And one thing that we can stop with that holster from starting to move out, as you say, is a good belt. But we'll save that for another program. So now we've got the outside covered, a light cover garment over that. That outside the waistband, any of those holsters will cover you in a light cover garment, won't they? Being a little bit heavier shirt or a light jacket, right?
Absolutely. You can already move on to the Super Slide as well. the Super Slide is an outside the waistband that you can wear in a cross draw position. So for those of you that might be traveling a lot or driving a lot, Super Slide comes in handy as well too.
Yeah, for those of you who can actually reach around.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Okay, like Rob Pincus, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing with an appendix. But all right, now let's go over to ankle carry because this becomes a very popular method. I have a couple of the ankle carry holsters, and I love these things depending on where I'm going to be. The ankle holster for Crossbreed starts at about $49. Tell us a little bit about that. It's a very popular method of carry in the colder months.
Sure. Yeah, ankle holsters are very nice when you're wearing jeans or, you know, any type of slacks. We do have a calf strap on ours. A lot of them come without calf straps, and this one can be used with or without that calf strap, but it holds that ankle holster up. A lot of them will drop down to where you can see that and come out the bottom of your pants, and you'll be able to see that. The calf strap is really key in holding that up and in position. We have three different sizes of ankle holsters, anything from a little micro carry up to a medium size like a Glock 26. You know, depending on your size, you don't want to carry really anything bigger than that. It kind of affects the way you walk. So about the Glock 26 size will be about where you want to stop at. Again, depending on, you know, the size of person. You know, Murray here at the shop, who knows what he can carry there in an ankle holster. So
Murray's good at hiding anything. Let's go. The ankle holster, a little bit of, again, personal information for you. I tend to notice when I carry in an ankle holster, because I do not carry in an ankle holster, you know, three quarters of the year because of the weather. But once I do start to carry it, depending on where I'm going to be, or a pair of jeans or a pair of slacks, whatever it is I may be wearing, I tend to notice that ankle holster far more than I do a holster on my waist or a holster inside the waistband or even a shoulder rig, okay? Because that ankle holster is that extra weight on your foot. And you tend to get a little self-conscious thinking, man, this thing feels like it's going to fall off. Is it safe? The ankle holster from Crossbreed with that calf strap, that thing locks right into place.
It does, Mark. And I'm going to go back to our initial conversation. If you start wearing an ankle holster and you wear it every day, you get comfortable with wearing it. And once you are comfortable with wearing it, it becomes a part of your everyday lifestyle. You know,
it really does.
You and I talk a lot off air, and we talk about that lifestyle.
Right.
You know, any of our products are that comfortable that they become lifestyle. It's like putting on your watch every morning. It's like putting on your shoes every morning. And if you don't do it, then you feel uncomfortable.
You're absolutely correct. And that weight that might feel uncomfortable at first, if ankle carry, we'll use that for an example, is new to you, will become that weight that you won't be able to go out of the house with until you feel it on your way, if you forget to carry it, for example, right? Is that what
absolutely.
You're saying? What you become accustomed to it.
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about carrying a firearm every day, and you and I talk about it a lot, it's becoming a part of your life. It becomes a part of your everyday life. And when you can't carry it, if you're going to a place and if you're a, you know, law-abiding citizen and you go to a place that you cannot carry, you're going to feel uncomfortable walking in there without that firearm on. So.
And that ankle holster, by the way, becomes that holster you can carry in a place you can't carry. And I'm not saying violate the law. What I'm saying is maybe your mother-in-law doesn't like guns, okay? And you're going to carry your gun anyway. That ankle holster disappears, period. And you'll become accustomed to it. Okay, let's switch now over to female off-body carry. What's available? And we've got about a minute and a half. What's available for off-body carry?
Purse Defender. We sell a ton of these. You know, most time people think about women carrying a purse and buying a concealed carry purse. And women love to buy purses. I get that. I understand that. And that they have a lot of purses. And most women have a lot of purses sitting in their closet right now. The Purse Defender, instead of going out and buying 10, 12 different purses to match your wardrobe, Purse Defender actually moves from purse to purse to purse.
Right.
So it's a panel that goes inside your purse. It comes with a modular holster, which is a leather backer with our hand-molded Kydex pocket and Velcro on the back of it. And this panel goes from purse to purse to purse. You can also take that modular holster off of that panel, and anywhere that you can place Velcro, be it in your car's console, in your desk at work, wherever you want to place it, you can use that modular holster in that area as well.
It will hold that gun into place, and, of course, with the Crossbreed Kydex, the gun snaps into place. You can go, to the website, crossbreedholsters.com, look across the top, and you'll see holsters, magazine carriers, modular systems, gun belts, packages, apparel, et cetera. And I got to tell you, Trent, this is a fun time of year for carrying. It's much easier to carry a firearm in the fall and in the winter when you've got a little bit more clothing on. And it's actually more comfortable, for me anyway. The outside the waistband is more comfortable than inside the waistband, depending on what you're wearing and what size gun you're carrying. So those of you, right? Go ahead.
That is the key to it. I don't think you can just go with one holster anymore. Depending on where or how you dress, where you're going, you're going to choose that holster that is going to fit that scenario. So, yeah, you're going to end up, when you start carrying, you're going to end up with several different holsters to match those needs.
Your holster drawer will grow by leaps and bounds, I can promise you. I don't have drawers anymore. I have boxes. It will be. Mine is. Hey, you've just heard why the studios are called the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hey, Trent, we're getting ready to end this hour. Thank you for being here, my friend. Crossbreedholsters.com. There is a method of carry for anybody, male, female, regardless of the body shape. Doesn't make any difference. Winter, summer, spring, fall. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. It's not necessary. Crossbreedholsters.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.